This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers died from injuries sustained while physically engaged with protesters. A Capitol Police spokesperson said Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday evening. A California woman was shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others died of apparent medical emergencies. Meantime, there's word law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. The allegations from the defense and military officials came after large crowds of extremists supporting President Trump pushed past barricades and members of the Capitol Police to rampage through the building and destructing property in the process. The breach of the Capitol building is costing some officials their jobs. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun also submitted his resignation Thursday, a source with knowledge of the matter telling the Associated Press, adding the chief's last day would be January the 16th. Sun has not publicly said why he declined additional manpower and resources. The Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate and the House of Representatives have also resigned because of Wednesday's security failures. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol by pro-Trump supporters. Acting Attorney General for the District of Columbia said 15 people have been charged in federal court in connection with the rioting and 40 others charged in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after Internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. D.C.'s mayor extended the state of public emergency to 15 days. Ending the day after President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration following the violence at the Capitol. President Donald Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Biden will be the next U.S. president a day after his supporters stormed the Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who recently as Thursday morning, continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. Trump's remarks come after two top Democrats called for his removal from office following Wednesday's assault on the Capitol. Well, President Trump's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resigned because of Wednesday's deadly invasion on the Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. The White House did not immediately comment on the resignations. Indonesia released from prison a radical cleric linked to a terrorist attack on the tourist island of Bali nearly 20 years ago. More than 200 people, mostly foreign tourists, were killed at two nightclubs in October of 2002. Abu Bakar Bashir, now 80 years old, left prison near the capital, Jakarta, early Friday. Indonesian authorities said Bashir would enter a de-radicalization program because they are concerned over his continued influence in extremist circles. And Israel began a full lockdown Friday to limit the spread of the coronavirus as cases have steadily risen in the past month, even as the country started rolling out vaccines to the high-risk populations. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.